It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Take my life and let it be consecrated to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of...
You're welcome to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the 29th day in the month of July 2024. And indeed, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be alive this morning. And for this, Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you for this beautiful gift that you have given each and every one of us, to every listener, to me, to my entire family, and to the entire team of the Praise Palace Radio. Lord, we want to say thank you for the gift you have given to us. If this is your first time joining us and you are wondering what we are doing this morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. This is a segment of the show where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get to sit down and listen to what God has to tell us for the day. Our day is never complete without a dose of the Word of God. So if you don't have time to go through the Bible, this might just be your chance, an opportunity to learn from the King of Glory. If you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the Word of God. Right now, it's time to get your Bibles, get your notepads, and let us dive into the Word of God. But before we do, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to this very, very, very special episode. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, your phone versus your Bible. Your phone versus your Bible. Our aim today will be taken from Aim 23. Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Exodus chapter 20, from verse 3 to 6. But before that, our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Isaiah chapter 53 to chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 53 to chapter 56. And our memory verse will be taken from Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Then our Bible reading once again will be taken from Exodus chapter 20 from verse 3 to 6. Exodus chapter 20 from verse 3 to 6. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to the household of those who love me and keep my commandments. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven says, your phone versus your Bible. Today's cell phones are extremely effective. With them, you can communicate with anybody in the world. despite this being a positive thing. You must be careful not to live under your phone's influence. You must not get addicted to your phone or live by it, because Jesus said that man is to live by every word that comes out of God's mouth. We can see that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Your Bible is what you must be addicted to and live by, not your phone. If you are not conscious of this, your phone may easily replace the Word of God in your life. And this is quite dangerous, because the Bible says that our God is a jealous God. We can see that in Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. When you wake up in the morning, do you pick up your phone first or your Bible? You may say that you pick up your phone to check the time, but really, do you study the apps on your phone first or the verses in your Bible? Throughout the day, what do you have more on your mind? What you saw on your phone, or what you read in the Bible? You are to meditate on God's word day and night, not on social media feeds and reels. When you want to start a conversation with your friend in your DM, what interesting thing do you start with? A funny meme or a scripture? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19 says that we are to speak to each other in psalms and hymns. But many no longer have such conversations. It is all about celebrity gossips and memes. Can you see that there is a need to repent if your heart has been drawn away from God for so long without you knowing it? It is time to return to God's word and become addicted to it again. It is time to begin to study the word first thing in the morning and last thing every night. If your heart has been drawn away from God, to bring your heart back to God's word, you will have to exercise a lot of self-control. You must take a decisive action and stick with them. For example, decide to charge your phone far away from you and put your Bible beside your pillow at bedtime. This way, you will read it before you sleep and pick it up when you wake up. You may need to delete some apps that you are addicted to. The time spent on them can be put to better use in prayers and the study of the Word of God. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, don't allow your phone to become the devil's weapon against your spiritual life. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His Word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you would also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do so by sharing. How can you do this? By simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can always view all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. Share with somebody today. You can enjoy all our past Open Heaven. Download, have it on your phone and always enjoy it. And you can also listen to us live every single morning, 7 a.m. You can download it on your phones, on your mobile devices, by simply visiting Apple Store or Play Store and just search for Praise Palace Radio. Or you can listen to us live on our website also every single morning. And you can enjoy every of our amazing segments throughout the day. We thank God for today. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another amazing word from the mind of God, please have a beautiful day. God bless you.